Welcome to another episode of Blood, Guts, and Coffee.
It's calling me.
Hey there, this is Blood, Guts, and Coffee, and that was Queens of the Stone Age with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Hopefully this sounds a lot better. I think it does. I just listened to that intro I did. I don't know, what did you think of that? The Welcome to Blood, Guts, and Coffee. I got a microphone, and I finally got like the right jack to use for it, and I just need a better pair of headphones, but other than that, really hoping this, you know, sounds better than my phone. So this is episode 10. I've been, really getting back into this, getting a lot more listeners, and just becoming more and more fun, taking it more seriously. And it's about 11:30 on Friday night, and I'm just trying to find the motivation to do stuff right now. Just had a good workout lifting weights for an hour, and I think it's a good thing to do before doing a podcast. Like, clears my head, and because I was falling asleep on the couch before, only because I'm tired, not because I was bored of what I was watching, because I was watching something that I'm going to talk about after something that I wrote down last weekend when I was drunk. I finished watching Punisher season 2, and I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was just, you know, exactly what you want from it, for the most part. Like, it's good and violent, just gory, and yeah, I don't know, I found it just enjoyable. He wore his Punisher costume, you know, his bulletproof vest with the Punisher symbol on it. A lot more in it, which, like I said in the last episode, I think it was the last episode, that I prefer, you know, he's the Punisher, I want to see him as the Punisher kind of thing. But not to say I didn't like the first season. I love the first season just as much as the second season. Actually, I think I like the second season more, I think. But anyways, so I don't know how to really get into it. Something I wrote down is the Punisher is someone that you don't want to win. And that's the case with a lot of characters, like anti-hero kind of characters and stuff. I mean, you don't want him to win in the way that, like, you don't want him to get better. You want him to stay the Punisher. That's what you're a fan of. You're watching it. You're not hoping he's going to quit at the end. You know, like, I can't off the top of my head think of another character like that, but like, I don't know, come on, you guys can think of something. But you know, like, the whole time, it's like, it's not like you're rooting for him to like win, like kill the bad guys, but you're not rooting for him to get better. And that's what I really liked about this season, is he finally just kind of like said, you know, this is me, this is what I want to do. This, I want to kill these people, I enjoy killing these people. He didn't say it in so many words, but he said pretty much that. And it was something along those lines. I don't know. During the last, like, four episodes, I decided to start drinking beer. Because, like I said in my last episode, I had the house to myself for the weekend. So I didn't want to waste a good Saturday night. I was just sitting here and all alone, watching TV, and it was a blizzard outside. And I started to get a little cabin fever. I'm like, hey, beer would cure this. And it did. I woke up in the morning and shoveled my driveway and cleaned up the house a bit, and I wasn't sure when my wife and daughter were getting home. They didn't get home till later on that night, but it was just nice to have all that stuff done. But anyways, that has nothing to do with this. I'm sure nobody finds that interesting. So I guess that's all I really wanted to say about that, because, I don't know, go on Netflix, watch it for yourself. It's great. I really hope it doesn't get canceled, because everything else has been getting the axe lately. The only ones that are left are Punisher and Jessica Jones. And I love that show, too. That being said, I haven't finished the second season. But, I mean, I liked all of them. You know, obviously, Iron Fist wasn't as good as the rest of them, but it was still pretty good, you know, compared to other shows out there. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. It's just, you know, he's not like a, I don't think he's much of a solo character. don't know, for some reason he just didn't catch on the way that the others caught on, kind of thing. Luke Cage, I don't know why that got canceled. That season two was fucking amazing. It was way better than the first season, and I loved the first season. And Daredevil season three was fucking unbelievable. I feel like I talked about this last episode, or maybe I just talked about it with somebody. But, yeah, so I'm hoping Punisher doesn't get canceled. I really would like to see at least another season. I'd like to see another season of each show. Like, I wish they would just uncancel it and then cap each show off with three seasons. They can... I never even finished Iron Fist season two, so, I mean, they can do what they want with that. He's more of a side character. Like, it was kind of neat in that one episode of Luke Cage in season two where he just walked in, but he, like, also didn't seem like... He didn't seem like himself from the show. Like, he kind of was talking more normal, not like less like he's like a kung fu master, more he's like, you know, a North American human being. But, I mean, it was still pretty cool. So, yeah, if you haven't watched it, check it out. I'm talking about it like I fucking made it or something. Like, I'm the only person to watch The Punisher. Like, I'm the one who discovered it. Anyways, onward. So earlier what I was watching, when I was kind of falling asleep on the couch and has nothing to do with what I was watching, I was just tired because, tired. I was watching that thing that just got released the other day on Netflix, called, Conversation with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes. And, it was fucking awesome. So yeah, like, I've always known who Ted Bundy was, but I never really knew about like the whole story. Like, I just knew he was a serial killer, killed and raped women and stuff, but I never knew that the story, and oh god, it was just really entertaining. So what it is like, it starts off being told from the perspective of this journalist who, I guess it was in 1980, he went to Florida State Prison and wanted to interview Ted Bundy. And he ended up, what do you say, they had like 75 to 80 tapes, like over 100 hours of talking to Ted Bundy. And for a while in it, he was just like maintaining his innocence and saying, like, because they were hoping, you know, he's going to admit something on tape or whatever. And then he kind of finally got him to admit something. Like, he, like, this journalist, I can't even remember the guy's name, but he like got him to talk about his crimes in like the third person. So he said, like, you know, if you were to do something like this, how would you do it? And then he like opened right up and explained exactly how he would do it and all this stuff, because he did do it. But I don't know. Yeah, it was really good, because he, like, it shows actual, like, you know, interviews with him. And man, what a charismatic person. Like, holy shit, he's just like, I almost believe he didn't do it, and I know he did it because he admitted it. Like, I know he did it because, like, he was electrocuted to death the year after I was born. I was born in 88, and he died in 89. So, but, like, still, like, you know, that was, like, 30 years ago. So, you know, I know who he's guilty, but you're watching it, and you're watching him talk, and, like, I'm like, oh, I don't know, he might not have done it. Like, it's weird. And so I realized something about myself. Well, first I realized, you know, like, him and I think a lot of other serial killers, they think of themselves as above, you know, other people, more intelligent than other people. And that's how they get away with stuff, because they are, in a lot of ways, intelligent than more a lot of people. And they think of the general populace as stupid. And so that's how he, you know, he got caught like once and didn't get convicted and got let go. And then he went on and killed a bunch of people, or a bunch of women again. And so I was thinking, I'm like, watching this, I'm like, I'm one of the fucking stupid people. I'm one of the stupid people. If I were to talk to him, when, you know, if I was one of those, you know, investigators or whatever, I would have been like, totally been like, oh yeah, he seems like a pretty good guy. I can't see him being the killer. Like, but yeah, I don't know. Someone at work told me that something with Ted Bundy was on Netflix, and I thought, I've been hearing about it for a while, this movie called, what's it called? Zac Efron is playing Ted Bundy. I'm pretty excited to see it. And apparently that's actually being played at a film festival tomorrow. I was looking up the release date, and I was hoping it was going to be like released on Netflix, or I know I watch Netflix a lot, or you know, released on some other platform that I could just watch illegally on the internet. Okay, it's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. That's the title of the movie that Zac Efron is playing Ted Bundy in. And it's pretty cool because when I was watching the 4-episode miniseries that's on Netflix, the one I've been talking about, those are the words the judge, when he's indicting him, says. He says those words, like he says, extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile, and then he keeps going saying a few other things, but like I was like watching him like, oh, that's where they got the title. Okay, that's pretty cool. But yeah, and then I figured out that the guy who directed that thing on Netflix, the Ted Bundy tapes thing, Joe Berlinger, is also the guy who's directing the movie Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. So, I mean, the movie must be pretty good then, because he, you know, first directed a documentary series, then a biopic. So, kind of the same. They did the same thing with that movie, Lords of Dogtown. Before that movie came out, they released a documentary called Dogtown and Z-Boys. And just so people could see it who had no idea what the story was, and see it, and then... And then when the movie came out like a year or two later, they're like, oh shit, I watched that documentary about all those skateboarders in the 70s. And both were good. I think the documentary is better in the long run. But yeah, so check that out too. That's like fucking awesome. I couldn't stop watching it. It's very beautifully filmed too, with like real footage of like that taken in the 70s of like mountains in Colorado and mountains in Washington and stuff like that. And just like, I don't know, it's just neat to watch, other than, you know, like all the brutal stuff Ted Bundy did to women and shit like that. But I don't know, I'm always fascinated with that stuff. I don't know if that makes me weird or not. I'm just always like, I love watching like cold case files and shit like that. You know, not all day, every day, but occasionally I'm just like in the mood to. And they're all on YouTube. So, like all those old episodes of cold case files. Because I remember when I was younger, like when I was a teenager or something, like my dad would always be watching them, and then he'd like get up and leave, and I'd just sit and watch them because they'd play like two or three in a row. And he'd like get up to go do something else, or he had to go, you know, run some errands or something. And I just like, lay on the couch on a Saturday, just like watching, like, whoa, that's fucked up. Yeah. Anyways, onward. How long is my recording right now? Can't even tell. I'm at 13:31. I'm using this program called it's called Audacity. Right? Yeah. Audacity. That I downloaded to use with this microphone and stuff. It's kind of a pain in the ass to figure out how to use this program and then transfer the files over to the app Anchor that I use to record this or to publish this. I just don't like to record on the actual app Anchor anymore, because I did that twice now. I've recorded on that and then it like just deleted what I recorded, and it was like something really good, and then I had to try and redo it, and then it sucked and I didn't like it. But I was like, well, I'm not gonna fucking do it a third time. So I've been listening to Audible again, because I haven't in a while, and then I realized I had like 4 free plays on Audible, and I was like, oh shit, I should get an audiobook to listen to. And so I did, and I was looking, because I wanted to check out some more Stephen King, and I found this series called Mr. Mercedes, and holy shit, am I okay? Good, I'm still recording. The first Mr. Mercedes, the series is called the Bill Hodges series or something. I don't know. That's what it said on. There's like three books in the series, but so the first book's called Mr. Mercedes, and I don't know when it came out. Like, not too long ago. Like, it's a newer Stephen King book, but it's pretty good so far. It's kind of what I was looking for. Like, it's a kind of a detective story of like this detective who's been retired, and there's one killer that got away. And the killer, he's more of a mass murderer than a serial killer. He's like, there's a bunch of people standing out in front of this building that was having like this job fair during recession. And there's a big crowd of people. And then this guy in a Mercedes drove through and killed a bunch of them. And he hasn't done it since. And this detective who just has been retired for 6 months, so I'm assuming, I can't remember if it was like a few years prior or whatever, never caught him. And then so he's like, gets a letter from the guy. The guy sends him a letter, like just kind of bragging about how, well, he compliments him and says, you know, you're a very fine detective and all this stuff. He's like, but you never caught me, and kind of taunting him. So far it's pretty good. It's all three books are read by little known actor Will Patton. Who, you know, he was in like the Thomas Jane Punisher movie. He was in Armageddon. I said before, he's the guy who goes, "Why would you bring a gun to space?" And so let you know how that goes. What else? Okay, what am I at? Well, I'm almost at 20 minutes. I was trying to figure out a good movie recommendation. I'm really going mostly horror with this one. I'll give a comic book recommendation too. Movie recommendation, I was trying to just like think, because I haven't, other than that like Ted Bundy thing, I mean, I guess that could be my recommendation, but I don't know, might as well stick with what I'm doing. And I don't think I've talked about this one yet, but I really liked it. Called The Strangers Pray at Night, the sequel to The Strangers, that one that came out like, I think, 2007 or 2008. And the sequel came out last year. And I was pretty excited about it because I liked the original one. I looked up The Strangers Pray at Night on IMDb, and it's rated 5.2 out of 10. And I was like, why is it rated so low? Like, it's, you know, it's silly in some parts, but it's such an awesome movie. Like, you know, I'm not looking for it to be this, like, touching film that, you know, changed my life. It was just a really entertaining movie. A good slasher flick. The music in it is fucking awesome. It's like, there's so many good music scenes in it. Like so many, I don't know, kind of fight scenes that go well with the music. And the music they chose was just like kind of 80s pop, 80s like soft rock, but it works really well with the movie. And yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I've watched it twice. Watched it once by myself, once with my wife, and she really liked it because I think she got me to watch the first one. I'd never seen it. And back when I used to listen to Netflix's ratings, when they used to have like the 5 stars, and I didn't know that that was based on what you usually watch, not on what people, it's like voted on or whatever. But yeah, if you haven't seen The Strangers Pray at Night, watch it. It's just really entertaining. I don't know why it has a 5.2. There's some snobby fucking cunts who go on IMDb and just think they're like the most brilliant film critic. I mean, like, what are we doing here? We're just watching something that we want to be entertained by. And there's these people out there that like rate things like 1 out of 10. Like, I bet you're just a fucking treat to hang out with. I bet you're just so enjoyable to be around, rating things 1 out of 10. Like, I've seen some pretty bad movies, and I don't think I would rate them 1 out of 10. Like, just, you know. Do you know how hard it is to make a movie? I don't. I'm assuming it's really hard. I'm assuming making a movie is fucking challenging. Like all the moving parts that have to go together to make a movie, it must be unreal. And these people who, like, they're probably just some like fucking lame person just sitting at home, just, you know, don't leave the house very often. I'm sorry if I'm fucking talking shit about people listening to this. I envy that life. But, you know, you shouldn't criticize, you know, somebody's, even a shitty movie, people worked hard on it. That's the thing I try and think about. Like, you know, there's some things that are just dumb choices that, like, you know, shouldn't have been part of the story or something like that. But I don't know. Who am I to say? Who am I to say what's good, what's bad? I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I usually know within, like, the first 5 minutes of watching a movie whether I'm going to like it or not. And if too many little red flags go off, I just turn it off, go find something else, because I don't want to sit and I don't want to spend the whole, like, waste that time when I could be doing something productive. I could be, like, playing my guitar or something like that, or, like, you know, I don't know, just doing something more productive than watching a shitty movie. So, and then, you know, maybe I'll watch it again if somebody told me, oh, you should have kept watching it, it gets better. Occasionally I'm wrong, but usually I can tell within the first, like, 5 minutes of 5-10 minutes if it's a shitty movie. If I hear some people saying dialogue that just seems not real, like, that seems kind of ridiculous, I'm like, I don't know many people that talk like that. The worst is when it's like a, you know, somebody is, like, in their 40s or something like that writing dialogue for teenagers. Like, they fucking know how teenagers talk. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty close to being a child. I'm a grown child, but I don't know how teenagers talk nowadays. I assume it's pretty fucking stupid, though, but saying things like lit, like when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, saying something's lit, or how would we say it? We'd say, like, let's go get lit. I mean, like, let's go get stoned. Let's go get high. Let's go get lit. Now, I don't know. Now it means something's cool. I don't know. Maybe people thought the way we talked back then was stupid. Anyways, onward. Comic book recommendation. Let's see if my microphone will reach all the way across the room. My headphones won't, though. Okay, hold on a second. Sit tight. I mean, I could have paused it, but I'm not, you know, quite all versed in this Audacity program yet, so I don't want to, you know, accidentally do. I mean, you know, it's probably just pressing a pause button. It's as simple as that. But I don't want to take any chances yet. I've got to experiment for a bit. Anyway, so my recommendation this week is a graphic novel called Justice Society, Axis of Evil. Now, the Justice Society, in my opinion, well, I shouldn't say my opinion, it just, to me, they're the best superhero team. They're my favorite superhero team, because they're the original superhero team. They have the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott, the original Flash, Jay Garrick, Wildcat, who's a professional boxer, named Ted Grant. They have Dr. Midnight, Dr. Fate, and then after that, there's kind of like a, you know, coming and going characters, like their second Mr. Terrific was kind of a member, Liberty Bell and stuff like that. Anyways, in this one, they fight Nazis, this Nazi group called the Axis of Evil, if I remember correctly. It's been like a year since I read it, but I just remember it being really good. So you should be able to find it at your local comic book store, or even a bookstore, possibly, in the comic book or graphic novel section. But if you're into DC Comics at all, which I've said before, I think I said in the last episode, they are my favorite superhero, or my favorite comics, I mean. Like, I like the Marvel movies better than the DC movies, but comic book-wise, DC Comics is better to me. I love the characters more. I like how like there's like different superheroes who multiple people have been that superhero. And I mean there's some of that in Marvel too, but it's just better in DC, in my opinion. That DC has Batman, so they win right there. But yeah, so go to your local comic book store, or unless some of you use an app to download comics, which I personally don't agree with. I mean, I can see how it's convenient, but I like holding it in my hand, holding the book in my hand. That's I don't know. I like owning it, having it the hard copy. And yeah, I'm still trying to think of a good way to sign off on these podcasts. Like, I don't know if it's last one. I realized I said thank you like at the end of it. That sounded stupid. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm also thinking of recording my own theme song, and I don't know. There's probably a really good way with this Audacity app. I just gotta figure it out. I was playing my electric guitar last weekend and working around with some stuff, and just gotta find the right thing. Or, find something, then change it later on, find something different. So, yeah, this has been episode 10 of Blood, Guts, and Coffee. And I'm gonna leave you with the Misfits, the 90s Misfits, with Michael Graves as their singer. And the song is called The Haunting. And yeah, thanks for listening.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.